talking to the person next to me.
Blog Talk Radio.
Right about to get them, but then their publicist pulled them away because, like, some bigger, like, the official, the official pre-show wanted to interview them.
Right? What were they wearing? They weren't wearing.
Yeah. But then Marilyn Manson looked at me. I was wearing those aviator shades, and he's like, "Oh, I can't talk to you. You have the same glasses as me." As a goof. And then we had a little moment, and I'm like, "Oh, maybe Marilyn Manson isn't a complete asshole because we had that. We had a little.
He seems like a good guy.
Yeah, so he had a sense of humor, so that was really cool.
He's everything I've seen him, and he seems like a good guy. I don't care for his music particularly, but.
Then let's see. Yeah, I interviewed Anthrax. I interviewed Phil Anselmo, which was really cool. I interviewed Rex Brown. I interviewed Lemmy, and it was so hard to understand what he was saying. He wasn't even like, he was like sounding like Ozzy.
Ozzy Osbourne, yeah.
Yeah, it was tough.
Does he look healthy, or is he looking very bad?
He's
very
looking
bad.
Very slow.
I mean, never, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Relatively
he's
speaking.
He looks a little degraded, I will say.
He's not dead from liver failure, so kudos
to he's still alive.
The last time I saw him talking, like, you know, extemporaneously, like not on stage, just talking, his mouth didn't move. It was just like a
yeah,
the sounds were coming out of his mouth.
There was a small slit in his face where like sounds were being produced from, but you couldn't tell which crevice of his face was the mouth.
It's not that far off. What else was amazing was that Lemmy got like. There was a smoking lounge outside of the VIP area of the Nokia.
What was he smoking?
No, he got like a little setup there where he got like a love seat a one person love seat, like one of those cushy chairs, like a royal chair, and he got himself a little table so he could have his whiskey.
Wow.
And he was just out. He was hanging out on the smoking lounge, downing cigarettes. And fucking whiskey.
He was downing the cigarettes. He was actually eating.
He was pushing them into
his
throat.
Like,
lit.
I don't even get to kick anymore from smoking cigarettes. I must eat them now. Lit.
Yeah, until it was his time to go on stage, and then he did that. But it was great. It was hilarious. It was amazing.
No, a question has been put to you from the chat. Would you lick Lemmy's wart?
Oh, I don't think so.
No, of course. Come on. You have to even think about that? I don't know where that's been.
I don't know. I feel like it's something a lot of people want to do. So if I would have that opportunity,
okay.
Am I being too picky?
No, that thing could have fucking any kind of number of diseases in it. Could be opening the gates of hell if you lick that.
That's true.
It's like the Necronomicon. All it needs is like a woman's saliva on it, and the fucking like demons come out from the graves.
Oh, and I interviewed a comedian, Craig Gass, who does like...
Oh, I love that guy.
Yeah.
He does a bunch of impersonations on the Howard Stern Show, and it was great because he did a Lars impersonation. So it was like I was interviewing his Lars.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Do you have any clip of that?
I don't have, unfortunately,
him doing it in general, with you. But
I gave that guy ibuprofen because I met him at Sirius and he had a headache. And I was like, I can take care of that for you.
Look how proud you are of that.
I know.
I know this
drugs.
Secret remedy. I have this thing. It's called ibuprofen. I don't know if you know
it's
about
ibuprofen
it.
600. You have a prescription for it.
Well, then.
That's right.
So here's a little him doing Lars on Howard Stern.
Okay. Can't you talk to him for me?
No.
You didn't?
No, that didn't happen.
What a career suicide, though. Here's Jason, who's in one of the most successful bands in the world. I would say to myself, you know what?
This is actually Lars. Hold on.
I was going to say, that's a real good impression.
That's a real good laugh.
Yes. And
what happened there?
Well, it was the result of a prank phone call. The way it happened the first time was really a trip. I was in St. Louis driving to go do his show. And I'd been hanging out with him on the air all week. And he'd been making fun of the new Metallica record every day, the St. Anger record at the time. And I get to his studio, and on the way there, I hear that Lars Ulrich had heard that there was a guy in St. Louis ripping on the record, and he called him. He just cold called the guy and said, "Hey, man, so why are you making fun of my record, man?" And he goes, "Oh, dude, well, here's the reason." And they started having an on-air debate about it. Knowing that he had an exclusive, he kept Lars on the phone live for about an hour.
That's great.
No commercials, no music, and no delay. Mm-hmm. And Lars was cursing every five words. And so I get in the studio and I go, "Hey, dude, your show is going to end. Am I coming in or what?" And he goes, "I don't know how to get rid of this guy. I can't get him off the phone." So we have a discussion about how to get rid of Lars. while Lars is on the air to St. Louis. And then finally my buddy goes, hey, okay, I know, that sounds great. Okay, let me just cut you off for 1 second. For those of you just joining the broadcast, we have Lars Ulrich on the phone from his house in San Francisco. And Lars, you're not going to believe this. We have a couple of guests in the studio, and he started waving me to the microphone, and I go, I know what I'm... He goes, we have Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons from Kiss are in the studio, and apparently they're mad at you. And Lars goes, dude, is that really Lars? Is that Paul and Gene? Yeah, it is. Guys, say hi.
Hey, Lars, it's Paul Stanley.
It's Gene Simmons from Kiss. Now, I'm going to get right to the point, Lars. A lot of people steal from Kiss. You know it, I know it, and everybody knows it. But I think on the new Metallica record, I think you've gone a little too far. I'll give you a perfect example. Name one song on the new Metallica record that's totally original. One song, any song. And Lars goes, dude, I think most of the songs are pretty original. I don't, right, but if you had to name one song, what song would it be? I guess if you had to pick one song, it'd probably be... And he gave me a song title, and I said, that's a great song, Lars, but I'm going to be honest with you. I liked it a lot better the first time I heard it when it was called Beth. And he goes, how did you get Beth in the middle of a town song? Does it make any sense? What are you talking about? And then he started debating on air for 5 minutes with a fake Paul Stanley and a fake Gene Simmons. And Christopher Walken is next door, and he wants to talk to you. Do you mind talking to him for a minute? Is that really Christopher Walken?
It is, Lars, and I'll tell you why I want to talk to you. It's because not only do I love Metallica, I love cocaine. And you guys go perfectly with cocaine.
And then he started talking to Christopher Walken about cocaine and Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons about why they hated him. And then they said, Phil Anselmo's here from Pantera.
Yeah, that's right, brother. Hey, let me tell you something.
And then they go, hey, Sam Kinison is here. And Lars goes, dude, didn't that guy like die like 10 years ago? Yeah, I did, buddy. But listen, I don't know if you remember this, but I actually left some blow at your house. Oh, you jerk! Where is it? And Lars goes, dude, what? How? And they go, actually, it's a comedian. I'm sorry. His name's Craig. And they go, Lars, I'm sorry. This wasn't my idea. He told me to do it. And I respect you, man, and please, I hope you have a sense of humor. And he goes, dude, are you going to be in St. Louis when we get there to do our show? And I go, no, actually, I live in New York, so I'm not going to be here. And he goes, well, next time you go to a Metallica show, definitely look me up because I'd love to hang out with you sometime. And that alone was like, how cool is that? And I was like, thank you, man, that's so cool. He hangs up, and I'm like, oh, I got this great story with me now. A week later, Gary Delabate, who's the producer of the show I was working at, comes up to me and goes, hey, Craig, it's Gary Delabate. Listen, so I just got on the phone with a guy from Elektra Records, and apparently this is one of the guys from Metallica wants to get a hold of
you. Okay, so we got it. So he was talking to Lars, and it was great because I was like, Lars, we had a great conversation. It's definitely worth waiting for the video. I'm not going to spoil it. Sorry. Let's see. Any other cool stories from the Carpe? Mm-hmm. Nothing really too crazy.
What about like incriminating after party stories? None of that?
Well, okay, once the show started, it was really cool. I kept, you know, going between the smoking lounge and actually watching some of the show and not watching the show and making fun of parts of the show in the VIP lounge. But in the smoking lounge, it was crazy because, like, you know, like, musicians are just hanging out there, like Alexi from Children of Bodom. We were just hanging out for a while.
Because, so you're name-dropping over here.
Well, the thing is, the guys from Suicide Silence were there as well.
Yeah.
And they were hanging out with Alexi, and I knew the Suicide Silence guys, so I went up over to them. And
so
like,
by default, you were
hanging out. By default, I was hanging out with Alexi.
Did you tell them that you have a friend that looks just like him?
Oh, I should have, though. I should have showed some photos. But he was in a good mood. He was very nice, very personable.
Every blonde woman looks like
Alexi from Children of
Bodom. With eyeliner. Runny eyeliner.
And, yeah, and then at one point, one of the guys from Suicide Silence, I'm not going to say who, because I already probably shouldn't be talking about this, but okay.
We know one that it wasn't, though. Go ahead.
Darren.
What?
Darren.
We can narrow it down by one. I have to fill the Sid role. He's not here.
Okay.
He was like, oh, fuck Megadeth. Fuck Dave Mustaine because they got thrown off a Megadeth tour. They toured with Megadeth.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they got thrown off.
Didn't they tell us?
Yeah,
I don't remember.
They got
what did they do?
They got thrown off for either making fake passes or...
Oh, I think I remember this now.
Do like switching passes so they can get more of their friends backstage.
Uh-huh.
Big freaking deal.
And Dave Mustaine was having it. Uh-huh. And he was like, what a dick. What a dick. Blah, 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 blah. Like, you know, we can't just hang out with a few of our friends backstage. Sorry, Mr. Mustaine. But like going off on
a rant. I totally remember this.
And then Alexi was like, "Hey man, you better watch what you say. You don't know who's listening here. You know, like
and Dave Mustaine walked out."
No, Dave Mustaine has the whole thing bugged because
yeah.
he has friends in the CIA.
No, well, like yeah. Well, Alexi was just like, you know, I have nothing bad to say about him. When we toured with him, he was really nice to me. And the guy's like, "That's because you're a way better guitarist than he is." He kisses the ground you walk on, and he's like, "Hey bro, you said it, not me."
Wow, he's got fucking like a Dave Mustaine conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
On everything's horrible.
That he just thought that was hilarious. Kerry King was there hanging out, which again was just such a shock to me that he even showed up. But I mean, I guess of his friends are at the show,
and he had already gotten there, and then he probably got the news then.
No, I think he Hanneman died in the morning, so he died like way before the show.
Oh, so probably Kerry.
They announced it like an hour before.
But would he know that info before the announcement? Well, though?
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Yeah.
He's
like
with his wife.
Yeah.
I mean, all right.
Because I think he was in the hospital. He was like in the hospital.
I mean, they're not in a relationship. I mean, they're.
No, but I mean, their business part. I feel like they would know. But anyway, the tribute that he had, I thought, was very, very touching. Headbangers, please welcome Zach Wilde and Kerry King!
Yes, someone in the chat just said that Kerry found out when everyone else did.
Oh, really?
We don't know that.
No, I feel like he would have found out. He wouldn't have found out via Facebook, okay? Like,
no, I understand that, but I mean, what's this music that Kerry King has to
play out after the burial? Oh,
yeah. I got a little something to say. You may notice I have two shot cups here. My friend Zach doesn't drink anymore.
Pussy.
So obviously this is for me and my fallen friend Jeff.
So everyone knew about that already?
Yeah. At the beginning of the show, I think they...
Now, I thought about this. I've known, you know, I knew when you guys knew, but...
Okay.
I thought, should I do a moment of silence? And I thought, this is exactly, fuck no. This is the Golden Gods, man. Jeff fucking Hanneman, he played in Slayer. He does not want a moment of fucking silence. Jeff wants a moment of fucking noise. You got a drink, raise it up. You got fists, raise it up. And tip one back to our fallen brother.
Well, that was very nice.
Yeah.
Slayer.
There we go.
Oh, great. Zach Wilde was great on the carpet.
Yeah.
He was like fixing my glasses and stuff.
He's
such a kidder.
Awesome, yeah.
He's a really, really nice guy.
Is he dreamy, Noah?
Yeah. Got tremendous hands.
They really grossed me out. Like, he has that guitar picking nail.
Yeah. I think they're fake.
Oh, I don't know. I think he just grows that one nail. And his wife manicures it for him.
But
she shapes
but
it.
But it's a very thick nail. It's like too thick to be.
You're saying he got plastic surgery on his nail?
Noah's a hater.
Noah's a nail expert.
No, he probably got like a shellac manicure, like a clear shellac manicure. Mm-hmm.
David D. Rainman was there. And I was like really hoping to interview him. But no, I missed it because like, well, what's kind of sucked though is it's so packed. It's so crazy. You're like talking to somebody and instead of waiting, people just like keep moving. Because they really want to just get to the very end to talk to the official pre-show that'll be on the TV show. So I was talking to Phil Anselmo. So overall, I think I got the better end of the
deal.
Definitely.
Yeah. Did you call him white man?
No, he was actually very polite as well. He said thank you for all. He remembered the podcast. He said thank you for all the support.
What?
He looked very nice. Yeah.
He remembered the podcast or the metal injection. Thank you for all the support. They say podcast?
Oh, he just thanked me personally for not the podcast.
Fuck you, Phil. We were here.
Wait, did he remember meeting me? Metal Master.
We did have 10 minutes talking about you. Yes. Then we didn't get to do any interview because his publicist was like, "Let's go."
Did he apologize for Vinnie Paul thinking Dave Hill wanted an autograph in any way?
Well, but I want to mention David D. Rainman because he sounded like such a rabbi. He came out and he covered Led Zeppelin with Hailstorm.
Which, I like how that's his name now, too.
David D. Rainman. Well, let me know what you think of this cover of A Whole Lot of Love, because I was kind of insulted by it.
First, before you even play it, is that a song that really needs to be covered?
Yeah, exactly. I'm so with you.
That was done by, like, 1986 already.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's something where both a man and a woman could sing on it, because Hailstorm has a female for a woman.
So what? Lizzie. Can't a woman sing anything?
Has a female for a woman?
I guess a female. I said female for a woman. I guess just front woman.
Thank you so much.
She's a nice lady.
I'm not saying anything personal about them. But
yeah.
Why does this?
I have no idea why they picked this song. Yeah. And all it's just.
And I would like let's to hear it. I won't comment. David Draiman
up to the stage. Oh, she said his name wrong. That must be embarrassing.
What did she say?
David Draiman. It's D. Rainman.
David D. Rainman. So it's gonna start like, "Oh, I want to get your opinion," and then at the very end, he sounds like such a rabbi.
Yes, let's throw down.
Yes, we throw down.
Throw down your instruments and walk away.
I yeah, please.
Come on. You're not even putting any spin on it either.
It's just a straight up cover.
And then she's doing a Robert Plant impression. No. This is going a different
direction. They couldn't pick a song that David D. Rainman can actually sing.
Was that him or her? Fuck,
that was
him.
That was him.
Wow.
She's like covering up his mistake.
I think they both sound like shit.
Doesn't sound that bad.
Oh! This is fucking awful. How was this received? Were the people like...
Everyone went to the bathroom.
Oh, they already knew this was going to be horrible, so they went to the bathroom and weren't even there.
Buffering. All
right, good. Well, it's the first time I've enjoyed buffering.
I just want to fast forward to the very end. Like when he says something about Jeff Hadamard, and he just sounds like a total rabbi. Well, hopefully this will load. It's buffering. Yeah, and then apparently he won his new band, Device, won Best New Band, which is just absurd.
What?
And during his acceptance speech, allegedly...
What's he up against, by the way, in new
like
bands?
Like Ghost.
Really?
And like other bands.
Please.
What were the other bands?
Like Gojira, not even like a new band. What are we laughing at?
I can't read it, but Darren, can you read the Capsburger?
Yeah.
Comment.
Which one? The bottom one?
Yeah.
Whole lot of ooh, wow. Ah, 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 ooh, wah, ah, ah. I didn't know what that was until I read through it.
All
right. Come on, Darren.
Well, I, you know, you don't see it spelled out that often, right? I heard the Ziploc colostomy bag.
Thank you so much, everyone! Here for David Draymond! Give it up for Hailstorm, ladies and gentlemen! Come on!
Three claps.
What? Oh, they kind of, I guess you can't really hear it, but. And let us all remember the great Jeff Hanneman of Slayer!
Really?
He said that. That's like a great, good sentiment. Yes, we all should remember Jeff Hanneman of Slayer, but the way you say it.
As we all march down this journey in the planet Earth, in the life that we have been given by Moshiach and by Yahweh, Baruch Hashem, we must remember to live our life the way the great Jeff Hanneman lived his life. With Nazi memorabilia. Wait a minute, who wrote this? Nazis? What? What? Nazi? This guy was with the Nazi stuff? Oi, oi. 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 All right, take back what I said. Jeff Hanneman. Go to hell. Go straight to hell, Jeff Hanneman.
Good stuff.
David Rabbi David Draymond.
He wins the best. I guess they had all Sumerian bands doing the entrance music.
And all what bands?
Bands on Sumerian Records. Also, the audio is really weird how it like.
I thought the whole show, I didn't watch all of it. I was just like here and there because I was filling in for you. But it was very poorly produced. Like, they kept going to, I saw Tony Iommi accepting his award.
So you could watch
really strange.
This live if you wanted to?
Yeah.
Well,
we
have the
live.
Internet.
Okay.
They're live on TV and on the internet.
Where was it on TV?
Access TV.
I don't have that channel.
Is that Al Gore's channel?
I think you do have it. It used to be HDNet, the Mark Cuban channel.
I had to watch it online.
Yeah.
But they kept going to shots where there was like the person was not ready,
mm-hmm.
and so they had Geezer Butler and Ozzy Osbourne. Like talking from Australia while they were on tour, and it was like the most awkward thing ever. Did you see that?
I missed that completely.
And then Tony Iommi comes in from like behind the curtain, and like they give him his reward, and he's like, "Okay, thanks." And then like the shot goes back to the stage, but like it's like a crooked shot, and like it's not ready. And then like Chris Jericho comes out.
They try very hard to have it be like it's the Oscars or something, and then it's just. Like all fucked up, right?
Well, yeah, but also it's
they just needed a better producer.
Noah.
So let's hear David U. Redman's acceptance.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you.
What did he win?
Best new talent.
Somebody told me that
new talent.
After 16 years.
Oh, pause that.
Yeah.
He's best new. He's the best new talent.
This is bullshit.
He's fucking
bullshit.
Wow, like fucking 20 years ago. How
yes.
is he?
Yes.
he's the best new talent.
He had a lot of microdermabrasion.
Well, the band that he's in is new. I think
so why is he accepting? He's fucking Alta Chaka compared to all these other people. Let the fucking new talent come out and take the award.
It's all just a visual press release. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, the awards don't matter. Like,
it matters to me. If someone's going to be new talent, they should be new. No, I don't give a fuck. It's stupid, though.
Yeah. No, I completely...
I understand where you're coming from. In other words, that they're just doing it to get publicity, but they're making it a mockery of it. At least if for new talent, pick a new band, no?
Well, technically, it's a new band.
Well, all right, but he's not new talent.
Yeah.
There's the same talent that's there. The same amount of talent.
Yeah, the wording is weird.
And Fiddle said more like, best no talent.
Ow!
That all I had to do was go on hiatus and start a new project to finally get an award. I would have done it a long time ago.
Uh-huh.
That's how he talks.
Sounds like Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah.
Oh. Thank everybody at Warner Brothers.
I want to tell you, if I knew I had to start a new band to get an award, I would have done it a long time ago. You know, I told my kids, one day you'll have kids of your own. He said, so will you. I tell you, David Rain Man, he gets no respect. At all,
buddy at JBM Management, I want to thank
BM
all
Management.
Of the fans who are the only reason why any single one of our bands, while any single artist exists. We only exist because each and every one of you.
Because each and every one of you, what?
I want to thank
Metallica,
Sabbath, Maiden, Priest, Pantera.
Hold
I want to thank the bands that made me.
Everyone exists because of those guys, but you are taking a Best New Talent Award
from
someone else who should have been like the Disturbed to the Black Sabbath.
Right.
So you're being a dick and not doing the same thing they did. Thanks, David Rain Man.
You want to play.
Rabbi. Rabbi.
And I want to thank my lovely wife, Lena. This has been a fantastic year of gifts.
Fantastic.
She put up with a lot of my shit.
To all my mishpucha. My beautiful mother-in-law.
Mishpucha means family, by the way.
Giving me the amazing gift of not only
of matzah braai on my birthday.
But as I told you a year ago, we're going to make it happen, and we have it happen now. We are expecting our first child.
Someday I will learn to speak English properly.
Yeah, really.
We will have happen our first child.
We come into this world a healthy child, no matter what it is. I should find out the sex next week.
The gang is in the hate. He's healthy. He's a big gesund.
Mazel tov.
Mazel tov. He's got the 10 toes and the 10 fingers. Everything's checked out. We looked at the ultrasound. It's nothing, none with the Down syndrome, nothing. Got the 26 chromosomes. It's all good. It's fine.
He even has a ring already in his chin.
I was nervous because of all the drugs I did. But then everything came out fine. Beautiful pink little baby. Like a little rump roast, he looks like.
So wait, one last thing.
I never realized he was that Jewy.
Yeah.
To all of the haters.
Oh.
Oh, Darren, this is for you.
To the little microcosm of troll-like sitting behind a keyboard jerking off in your mother's basement, fucking Lord of the Rings extras out there who go ahead and start a Twitter page or buy a domain and all of a sudden decide to call themselves a journalist.
That's you, Rob.
Oh.
Suck it.
That was, he told you, Rob.
Oh, well, no, he follows us on Twitter, so he can't be...
Well, yeah, he follows...
That's the music.
It's this, a case of Bring Your Enemies Closer.
This yeah. song...
The only thing missing was a leopard wearing cut-off vest.
This song, that song, High Hater, he's covering that. It's going to win the best new talent for next year.
Shengeltown chimes in. It's proof that the Jews run the Golden God Awards.
Yeah, quite possibly. He's going to finally knock off Black Veil Brides for the best song. I hate it.
562, you're on the Metal Injection Livecast. What's your name? Where are you from?
This is Mario from California.
What's up, Mario?
I have no idea.
All right,
did
great.
Did you butt dial us?
No, I just called randomly. Like,
what do you think of David D. Raymond?
David D. Raymond. You talking about the dude from Disturbed?
Yeah, it's the dude from Disturbed.
What about Adam?
Do you think he's the best new talent?
What?
Does he deserve best new talent?
He won best new talent on the Revolution of the Gods.
He's shitty.
Who's the best new talent in your eyes?
Robert Pazban.
Oh.
I concur with that.
Yeah.
You see that vest?
You know what? They should do, they should give an award for music journalist.
Best metal, journalist. Internet metal personality.
Yeah.
I'd what probably lose to Metal Sanaz.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, well, thank you for your call, Mario.
Do you have anything else to say?
Spring.
What about spring?
I don't know. By the way, our number is... Our number is 646-929-1357. One thing we didn't mention, and you know what? Let's talk about it after the break, is the Westboro Baptist Church.
Oh, yeah.
Picketing Jeff Hanneman, trolling Hanneman.
Let's not give them any more attention.
Well, all right, and I'm not defending the Westboro Baptist Church, but this would probably be the most appropriate of their picketings, right?
Save it for after the music break.
Okay.
A little tribute to our fallen hero with his greatest two songs ever written, as far as I'm concerned.
What are you, Kerry King over here?
Yes. Here's some Slayer. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the show that Kerry King of Slayer plays on his iPod whenever he's not busy watching Schindler's List. Backwards. It's the Metal Injection live cast. This is Chuck Blandington, reminding you, Auschwitz, the meaning of pain, the way that I want you to die, slow death, immense decay, showers that cleanse you of your life, but your pain is over, because we now return to the Metal Injection Livecast. Here's the show.
Thank you, Chuck, and rest in peace, Jeff Hanneman.
That was an all-Slayer break. We started with Postmortem and Rain and Blood, and then we played Decapitated's very brutal cover of Mandatory Suicide.
I enjoyed that.
They definitely made it their own, which is, in my opinion, what makes a great cover.
Yeah, unlike that fucking Led Zeppelin song,
yeah.
Where
yeah.
They just did... off-key. I can't even sing it.
Why?
Yeah, that sounds more like it. I can't even sing it bad enough to copy them. But they just tried and failed to do a Robert Plant impression, as opposed to
just making
it
their own.
Yeah, making it sound like your band doing that song.
In a respectful way. It can be done.
Sure.
The one thing I will say in defense of that is it did not sound that bad live. I think
you
were
how many shots of Jaeger did you take?
Good point.
This was definitely pretty far into the show. Fair enough. I take that back.
And how far in the back were you that you couldn't hear what was going on?
I was definitely far.
I mean, I can understand that. Like, sometimes the production is really bad. But that sounded so bad that I can't imagine.
Yeah, no. It sounded bad because you could really hear the voice. Live, I feel like the music drowned out the voice a bit more.
Well, you were lucky.
Yeah.
And then you came here and inflicted it on us.
Well, I learned the truth.
I need to get a clip of that.
I learned the truth here. Oh, and the craziest thing that happened.
Oh, what was that?
In the VIP party was someone recognized me as Thor Shredstein and was just like, hey, say, give me a Fanther. I mean, and I was moved.
Did you do it?
Of course. Yeah, no, I was not going to pull up.
Would Thor Shredstein...
Thor Shredstein wouldn't, but...
Would he say it on command like that? I don't think so.
You're right. You are correct. Danzig also played the Golden Gods, and he looked so old.
Oh, gosh.
So, but sounded fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, we got one more for you, and we're going to get Metallica out here.
Ooh. Oh, Metallica sounded pretty good, too. They had a great performance.
What did they play?
They played Disposable Heroes, For Whom the Bell Tolls. They covered, they played a Priest song with Rob Halford.
True story.
For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Call me up.
Yeah,
Bell Toes. I have Bell Tolls. I got to get that looked at.
Bell Tolls.
Battle Tolls.
I got something to say. I kill your baby. Doesn't matter much to me.
Like drugs.
Love it.
I lift some bricks today. As long as I get my cat food.
This was awesome. This was a great performance.
I'm wearing mesh. Yeah.
That's great.
Oh, it's not my toe.
But seriously, he looks so fucking pale. His nose—he has like a LaToya Jackson nose too. Hold on. Doyle does not age at all.
His body, like, he stays so fit. Do you think he had a breast lift?
Maybe. No, I saw it up close. This is the real deal.
Danzig is
no
like.
Scars?
He's not even moving around the fucking
stage. This is the last song already, too.
He's out of breath.
Yeah!
Here's a good shot of his fucking nose. Hold on, let me go back. Here, guys, take a look. I mean, this is totally not working for the radio audience, but...
He looks like Jodie Foster.
Yeah.
Doesn't he?
It's terrible.
With black hair, like if she dyed her hair.
But it was a really good performance. I really enjoyed it.
Nah, I mean, the guy's, he's just like Dave Mustaine. He's like a perfect copy of Dave Mustaine because they both are great musicians. And I never tire of hearing them play, but they're such dicks that it's hard to respect them.
They got to their heads.
Yeah.
Fair points. So, yeah, the Westboro Baptist Church was quicked to send out.
They were very quicked.
And they had toads.
It's battle toads. Bell toads.
They had bell toads.
For Whom the Bell Tolls.
Tolls.
It toes for thee.
Tolls.
For Whom the Bell
Tolls. For Whom the Bell Tolls. Yeah.
I see ads for bell toe correction on the train all the time.
For what?
Bell toes.
What is that? Oh, bell toe correction, like Dr. Zizmore.
Yeah. You know, for like bunion and bell toes.
Do you have hammer toes? Bell toes? Athlete's toe?
Are you guys done?
No, a few more. All right, we're
done. The Westboro Baptist Church, like moments, hours after fucking Jeff Hanneman dies, they tweeted, "Which one of your idols will God kill next?"
Right. God did that.
Yesterday, Chris Kelly, the guy from Crisscross. Today, Jeff Hanneman.
Wait, hold on. What did Crisscross do?
Poor Crisscross. What did he do?
Well, then there's a photo of Jeff and the Crisscross guy, and this like there's text that says, "God hates your idols."
But isn't it
and
like
obey or perish?
All right, but Kerry King went on stage with a fucking upside down crosses and Hitler crap, and then Crisscross. Like, how are they equal? Like, what did they?
They wore their pants backwards.
Yeah.
Here's another one. God Hates Us All equals a good Slayer album.
Yeah.
But Jeff Hanneman wasted his life not serving God.
Right. Well, he would
hashtag paying for it.
So I got a question. Why are the other three fucking guys in Slayer alive still then?
Yeah. Well, Jeff Hanneman was the sacrifice.
Oh. No, God is planning how he's going to off the other three.
Oh, so he's been, for 49 years, he's been letting them make music.
It's a really big plan, like a really great plan.
They know Tom Araya is barely involved now at this point. He just sings.
And he's a Christian.
Yeah,
and
he's, right. He's repenting for his sins.
He found the way. But he still plays with Slayer.
Yeah, but he repents.
It's only for the money.
Does that undo his repenting when he sings about, like, fucking altar of sacrifice and
I feel like his religious beliefs are, like...
Nominal?
Yeah, like...
Like he's scared of going to hell?
No. I don't think that. I think that, like... I don't know. I feel like... Yeah, I can't
maybe
verbalize
because,
it.
Because, like, for the last 49 years, God didn't, like, smite him or whatever.
Or maybe the way he rationalizes it is, like, what he sings is, like, it's all for show. He doesn't mean
it. It's just a story.
Well, that was the Nazi memorabilia line that they used to do. We're not, like, pro-Auschwitz. It's just... A song, like a point of view of
yeah. There was something in Jeff Hanneman's Wikipedia about that. How he's saying how like, yeah, we never wrote in the song that he was a bad guy because we sort of assumed everybody knew that was a fact.
Actually, they do say he's a big. They call him infamous butcher, right?
Oh yeah,
negative.
Yeah, well, infamous could be. It's just like. People hate him. It's not necessarily that Slayer hates him.
Right. There's something. Let's pull the lyrics up because there's something in there that's negative. By the way, we have a clip of Tom Araya repenting for being.
oh, let's hear it.
Yeah. Wow. Exclusive. Oh, he's sorry. There you go. All right. So he's not going. There you go, Westboro Baptist Church. He's sorry. So he'll live, but. Yeah, that's the thing. Look at these guys and how decrepit they are. Like, Tom Araya looks like a fucking, like, he looks like Jabba the Hutt. And so, I mean, they're going to die eventually. How can you just go in?
I mean, we're all going to die eventually.
That's so cheap to go in and, like, take credit for what the spider did, you know?
Yeah.
Well, see, here's the beginning of the song is Auschwitz, the beginning of pain, the way that I want you to die.
Right.
So maybe people interpret the way I want you to die is implying that I is Slayer. Uh-huh. That wants you to die. Slow death, immense decay, showers that cleanse you of your life.
That's towards the end. Let me find it. I'll look it up. Because there's something at the end.
Angel, monarch to the kingdom of the dead. Infamous butcher.
No.
Infamous. Butcher.
Sickening ways to achieve the Holocaust. So it's sickening. That's like kind of negative.
Okay.
Right.
So you're a Slayer apologist.
Pathetic, harmless victims left to die. Rancid angel of death flying free.
Mm.
That's against Mengele.
Very nice.
Uh-huh.
I like it, Darren. Seriously.
Thank you.
You have rebuffed. If only I wish Sid was here because Sid is the one that always. Sid is that guy that will mention how they're Nazis.
Well, Sid's kidding.
We're gonna have to bring this up next week.
Sid's joking. He's just trying to get a ride.
I don't think he's joking on that one.
But I wish Jeff Hanneman would read his own, and Kerry King would read their own lyrics.
So then there's this new news that the Westboro Baptist Church is going to picket Jeff Hanneman's funeral, and they have, like, a parody of Crazy Train that they wrote.
What does Crazy Train have to do with Slayer?
Well,
going to hell because you're in Slayer.
They're
going to
perform this. No, they performed it before.
All right.
It's not specific to Jeff Hanneman.
But they would like, this is like tame compared to, like, Slayer's.
The more the story goes, it's like absurd. This is not real.
Let's hear this. Oh, they just took the track off the internet.
Yeah.
Come on, Westboro. Actually hire a guitarist, a session guitarist, to do this. Let's be objective about this. Like, not the content, but how good of a song it is. All right? And
yeah.
That should attract
you. I just keep thinking it's going to be a song parody.
Amazing. It's awesome. It's like in a fucking... It's like in a tin can. Vocals.
Millions of people...
Going to hell.
This is what happens when you don't have sex. You just like sit in a room creating these stupid lyrics.
Well, let's pretend the lyrics are good and
speaking
just
to a computer microphone.
This is definitely a computer microphone.
Yeah,
yeah, this is like it is laptop.
Oh, I like the harmony.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. I didn't even realize that.
It's good to have
a crazy dream. But also, why are you using Ozzy's song?
Like, because it's like...
It irritates him.
Listen, pause it. I'll explain why. And it's stupid, but this is their thinking. It's like, that's all they know
of metal.
No, but
they've had this song before. They've performed it at other...
Yeah.
At other
They know it's going to make people angry.
But this is their like their concept of metal. They're like hicks, you know? Ozzy Osbourne.
No, but they didn't write the song specifically for Slayer.
I know, but like, don't they trot this out whenever something's vaguely metal-related happens?
They use these lyrics involving a hearing in 2011. And
about metal.
Yeah.
And so their metal go-to metal thing.
Oh, no. It doesn't say it's about metal. It's about... Yeah, it doesn't say.
So we didn't get to a minute yet. Let's play. I want to thrash it or trash it.
Oh, no. It's definitely been a minute. But all right. Here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's do
it. It was so good that it passed really quickly.
You listen to preachers. You leaders are fools.
Yeah. Huh. Digging it.
You're raising false prophets.
Oh, you're raising false prophets?
Why would you rape?
Repping, maybe.
The beast is ascending to rule and control.
Can Ozzy Osbourne sue him for using...
No, parodies, fair use. Can't do it. They can't sue
obviously,
Ozzy,
Ozzy has said it. It's disgusting.
Did he say that?
Yeah, because again, this is a, like this happened a few years ago, so they got Ozzy to go.
Disgusting one.
Absolutely disgusting.
I hate it.
Okay, here's the thing. I mean, this has obviously been brought up. Yeah.
By the way, thrash or trash it?
Oh, mega trash. I mean, like, just production-wise, even. Like, come on,
Noah?
Westboro.
Yeah.
Trash it?
Trash.
Well, I feel like if I was at a show already and this was on, I wouldn't mind it so much.
No, you would never be at that show,
Darren. No.
If you would, we can't be
friends. He's just being very meta right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
right.
I'm doing Rob's But, no, I feel like, I'm offended by this, not just because of the lyrics, but, like, it's not... Like, they had an opportunity to make, if you made a really good parody, it would, like, people would still, they wouldn't agree with you, but they're like, oh, at least that's,
yeah.
It's so bad. It's like, oh, not crying, they're crying. Like a 50-year-old guy singing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
Slayer. Which Ozzy was when that song came out, whatever.
Well, of all the bands to pick it, like, Slayer fans. When you think of a Slayer fan, you don't think of like a demure
yeah,
or like
a
hipster.
Big,
you think of
burly,
a fucking
drunk guy
yeah.
in a leather vest.
Somebody who's ready to fight. And doing this is like really, really disrespectful. So if they pick up the Slayer fight, I feel there's going to be, I mean, the Slayer funeral, there's going to be such a fight. There's going to be a riot.
I don't know. I feel like we just shouldn't give these people attention. Cause
they're clearly just doing it for the attention.
Yeah, and if eventually you stop paying attention to something, it'll go away.
But they're going to pick at the funeral. What happens
fuck
then?
Them. They want to stand there and pick it, fucking pick, you know, don't, like, they want to make people angry. They want to incite people, so don't feed into it.
But do you realize how stupid these guys are? Because
yes,
they,
I know they are.
But I mean, just about the parody, because they have, all right, it's a Slayer guy. Instead of trotting out the last one you did, they have a 20-year catalog of songs about going to hell and Satan. Use that. What the fuck? Like, use
yeah.
that. Say Jim Hanneman's going to fucking hell, you know? Why didn't they? That would have been a perfect opportunity. But no, they used the Ozzy Osbourne song. So Very disappointed.
Darren, are you like basically volunteering?
Yes, they should fucking hire me. I don't mind. I'll help
you
out.
You would write a great parody.
You know what? I should write a fuck just to see what, like, to audition and
yeah.
tell it to them.
Oh my God, let's do it. We'll pretend that we.
Think it over during the week and try to come up.
And we'll like I'll reach out and we'll try to get someone on the show.
Okay, I'm in. I'll write a Slayer parody saying Jeff Hanneman should be going to hell. But not because I think that. Just
like,
show what they should have done.
Yeah, just for that, that they would hire you.
Yeah.
Then you would take them down from the inside.
And please, let's be honest. If there is a hell, Jeff Hanneman has to be going to hell, right? I mean.
Well, thankfully, there isn't a hell.
Right,
so
agreed. I agree, but I mean, it's not like, you know.
Based on the rules of Christianity, Jeff Hanneman would most likely be going to hell, but.
Right. But based on the rules of Slayer, he'd be going to hell.
Yeah,
they were like.
He would want to go
minions.
To hell.
Right. But I feel like, so based on the rules of Slayer, hell is actually pretty cool.
Yeah, they would be.
He would be just drinking beer, watching Raiders games.
Yeah, it's not that hell is cool. It's that, like, they'd have, like, a middle management position.
Yeah.
They would be in.
Welcome! We've been waiting for you. Thank you for serving us all these years.
He'd have a little cubicle next to the ice machine. You know, the fucking.
So he'd have to work, or you don't think he'd be, like, retired?
Well, still hell.
Yeah, he's got to keep some kind of order.
You don't get to have fun, but, I mean, at least he'd be above the average schmuck that got sent to hell. Right?
Right.
I think.
Absolutely.
After
all
the praise that they gave
him. I feel like he would be really high up, though. I mean, it's Slayer.
Right. He's probably, well, think about it. He's him being the first one that died, but all four of them are the probably the most recognizable Satanist celebrities.
Right.
Right.
Maybe it's going to be kind of like Lost, where the four of them have to die before they can all go to, like, hell, get a super hell promotion.
Oh, okay.
So, like, the hell version of, like, a spa where they just kick back with their feet up and never have to play again because they've done all of their Satan worshiping for eternity.
So he has to, like, swim around and shit for 20 years until Tom and the rest of them die. Okay. Listen, it's eternity versus, like, 20 years.
Yeah, what's 20 years when you got eternity?
All right. So that's good. We know what's going on now. The hell update.
Did we go too far? No, right? Like, Jeff Hanneman's still awesome, right? We're not.
Listen,
that is fucking cool.
We are exploring within his created work, like his universe that he created. What would he be doing after he died?
Yeah.
Not that there really is a hell. We know that's bullshit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, his character was, we believe in hell. This is what's going to happen when you die. You're going to be stuck in the ass with a pitchfork by Satan.
Enough Hanneman talk.
By the way, Groban said he'd be in the same hell residence as Steve Jobs. I don't think so, because Steve Jobs would be in hell for not being a Christian.
That's true. Yeah.
So he'd be low on the totem pole, while all the Slayer members would be high on the totem pole.
I feel like they would do the whipping.
Sure, why not? They'd paddle people, like Sean's ass, like you did to Sean.
Does that mean that when I go to hell, I'm going to get to be same level as Jeff Hanneman?
I don't think so.
Damn.
Well, you are Jewish. You get the bottom rung of hell. But you're not a good Jew, so maybe that helps you.
Yeah.
You kind of rejected Judaism, but you didn't embrace Jesus. Mm-mm. All right. Well, we'll work that out. You have about, you know, a good 20 years left.
Thanks, Darren.
Well, that's at what age Jeff Hanneman died, so you live pretty hard, Noah. Those donuts.
They're good,
though. Fermented lemonade.
That fermented lemonade is rough.
Yeah, she gave us this fermented lemonade, and I swear it tastes like fucking booze. There has to be some booze in it.
No,
read the ingredients.
I see that, but I mean, it tastes like I just drank fucking Jack Daniels or something.
Are you feeling tipsy?
A little, yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Need a barf bag?
No, I'm not nauseous or anything. It's just a little, a little strong.
Okay,
strong.
I'm sorry. I'll never give you.
No, look, I drank the whole fucking thing. Look.
Are you enjoying it or are you just drinking it because you're scared?
Why? Scared of what? Going to hell with Jeff Hanneman? No. Scared of what? Why would I be scared?
Letting it go to waste.
Scared of letting it go to waste? No, I'm not scared. I'm not that Jewish. Jesus. Anyway.
Jesus.
What were we going to say, Rob? I'm sorry. That's nice.
Well, I was going to say we wanted to talk about this one column.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even, I mean, like, I kind of don't want to give the site publicity, but we'll say it. This website, Gunshy Assassin, the Chris Harris, he wrote this column about
what was it about, Noah? I didn't mention it.
Oh,
how to pick up a chick at a metal concert.
No, how to pick up women with boyfriends.
Yeah, I'm sorry. A metal concert.
So right away, I mean, it's like
how
a little
to, okay, here we go. The headline, how to hit on girls who are with guys at metal shows.
Don't. That should be the
right
article. Don't do it. Why would you hit on a girl that's with a guy?
Well, his article says you want to do that because then she can introduce you to her single friends.
Well, let's read through it because there were some choice lines in there.
Well, I'm not going to read through it. I'm going to put the link in the chat, and Darren, if you'd like to read through it.
All right, sure.
Go right ahead, because I've already embarrassed myself.
Okay.
Really? How did you embarrass yourself?
With bell toes.
Oh, because you can't read.
I didn't even mention interviewing Metallica while the story loads.
Yeah,
let's just go back to that really quick. Because, like, the black carpet, like, we were doing it for a while, and it was pretty orderly, and then we realized, like, oh, it cleared out. That's weird. There's no one on the black carpet. And then it was, all of a sudden, Metallica shows up.
Is there a spotlight?
No, it was like, just they kind of just appeared.
Was the rug cleared because Metallica was coming through?
They appeared. They were invisible.
And out of nowhere. Like a shimmer.
Yeah.
I'm here, yeah.
So at the beginning of the press line, it's like all the photographers. So, you know, they take all their photos first. They walk further down, and then I noticed they kind of, like, split them apart.
Uh-huh.
So it was Lars and Kirk together, and then James and Rob together, so they could get through more press quicker. And they weren't doing everybody. They were, like, they did the major ones up front, and then, like, they were kind of doing this other one, and then I got one of the publicists, and I was like, hey, you know, we're with Metal Injection. It'd be great if we could have, like, a minute with these guys, and I was just like, whatever. And he was like, oh. First of all, it was the most flamboyant voice. And like, I totally blindsided me. The voice like, oh, well, we're really in a rush, so I'm gonna have to see. We're gonna have to see if we have time. We have to really. We have to do it. We have to run down a little. Well, but it wouldn't air on liquid. I don't want to. I don't want to do that. But
Big Gay Al was there from.
We're gonna have to see. And it was like, wow, that's. I mean, more power to them, sure, but
they're from San Francisco.
Gays don't just live in San Francisco. And
no, but
and he could have not been not gay. He could just be very. No, he was gay.
Yeah.
I was gonna say. All right.
Okay, so how did it happen?
Then I pulled the Jeff Hanneman card. I was like, oh, we're kind of working on a recap about Jeff Hanneman, and I really.
Oh,
I
so
think,
you didn't want to pull the liquid metal card?
Yes,
but you did
pull
the Jeff
card. Yeah, well, I mean, that's the truth.
Ethical.
No, but the. That is ethical, though,
yeah,
because we are doing that, but the liquid metal thing, it's not going to air on liquid metal.
Yeah.
Noah.
God!
No, I said that because...
But I honestly, in that moment, I was like, oh, it would be so great to have James Hetfield share a story about Jeff Hanneman, because we have all of these great, like, there's a lot of really, really good personal stories. So then they were like, yeah, sure. And so I started the interview, and I really regret doing this, but I was like, I'm here with this band, this new band on the scene. I just heard you guys today, Metallica. Sounds like, and then like, they.
Oh, that's the expression.
I feel that was the expression in that picture.
Oh, no.
Because I'm like, no, I'm just messing around. Obviously, you guys are the biggest band in the world. And then I totally like ramble on for the rest of
that 1 minute. That 1 minute, Rob used it to interview himself.
Yeah, and as soon as I'm done with my question, they're like, all right, we have to keep moving.
Yeah.
No, I got...
Rob basically stood next to Metallica and talked.
I got the... There was the non-question, and then they're such pros that they, like, rolled with it and were like, yeah, we're really excited to be here, blah, blah, blah. And then I cut to the chase and was like, well, you know, today we lost Jeff Hanneman. James, obviously, you knew Jeff. Do you have, like, a story you could share? You could tell us a little bit about him. And he shares a really personal story. And then Robert Trujillo also shared a story. But it was clear that he doesn't really know Jeff Adam as much as, you know, James did, but he was just like, oh, there must be something in the water here in the L.A. area, because he was one of the best guitarists or whatever.
I kicked Jeff Hanneman's dog once,
No, but it was super cool. And we got them to do, you know, you got your fix of Metal Injection Bumper.
Oh, really?
Wow. So that was awesome.
You should have gotten one for the live cast, too.
Sure. Yeah, what the hell, Rob?
Well, we could just add you saying, live cast!
Live cast! Yeah!
Yeah.
I got to read this from the chat here. This is Super Nintendo Charlie.
Ooh! Yeah! Who the hell let this boot face in here? Ooh!
Hey!
But I really want to thank that publicist. He was very, very...
Good. Maybe he had a crush on you or something.
Well, it was clearly the best. He knew he was...
Oh, there we go. See,
he's like, I can trust this guy. He has good taste in fashion.
Yeah.
Gay!
It was the assless chaps, really.
So, Rob, if you had to wear... okay, first of all, saying assless chaps is being redundant.
By the way, your voice is fucked up again.
I
what
know,
happened?
It
was fine for a while.
It wasn't fine.
What happened during the break or something? Drink some tea, darling. Stop it. I can't talk.
It's probably because I smoke.
It's probably because I smoke weed. Some weed. I had some weed. You should vape. Better.
Are you done?
Are you done?
Okay, my voice is a little bit better.
It's a little bit better. Thank you very much.
Oh, so Darren, did you load the How to Hit on Girls?
I did.
I forgot.
Wait, I had a question.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, before.
So if you were wearing chaps.
Rob.
If I was wearing chaps, I would not be wearing chaps.
Okay, but if you were, would you shave your ass or leave it?
Oh, never. What do you mean?
We get him the assless chaps, but
even I would still wear at the very least
a thong.
At the very least.
Okay, so the cheeks. Would you leave the hair?
Oh, sure.
You should wear Big Show versus Akebono, the sumo wrestling.
No, look. Here's the thing. Here's the thing about my outfit. It has to be ridiculous, but not
ridiculous. But it has to be
like within the realm of something that a person there would wear. Like,
right. I get it. You have to. You're trying to be like Chris Jericho, the way he dresses, but making fun of it.
Yeah, like a slightly more ironic.
Right. Well, he's. I don't think he's ironic anymore.
Yeah.
He's pretty much into that now.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with wearing something sparkly once a year.
Nothing wrong with it at all.
Sparkle. Okay. Yeah, so I don't know what I'm going to wear next year. I keep wanting to get, a tuxedo.
Oh, I had Tal and I came up with a suggestion. A banana suit.
No, again. I don't know if you were just listening to me. I could go super ridiculous with it, but it has to be, something that fits within the realm of what people wear.
Well, they wear assless chaps, don't they?
With pants under them.
But you know what? Assless chaps wouldn't show up on video. Maybe a fur vest.
And that's the other thing. It has to be all up top. I was just wearing jeans and
just a fur vest, Rob. Like a big fuzzy fur vest.
You
go nothing fur? Underneath.
You should wear the assless chaps, but on the top of you.
Yeah, there you go. Put your head through.
Maybe just have nippleless vest.
And the legs, the sleeve.
Put your head through the assless chaps. And then talk like Noah. Just interview.
Hello, everybody. I'm at the Cuts Awards. Ah! Oh my God, I'm here in Los Angeles.
Don't make Noah laugh.
Oh my God, please.
She
can't.
Please. Shlomo's in the chat.
Is he? Yeah.
I told him to call in. We need
to
get Shlomo.
David Drainman.
David
Drainman.
And ask him how to hit on girls at shows.
Oh, you want me to get into that now?
Yeah, let's do that.
This is pretty quick because it's hilarious. The other night, this is him.
Hilarious writing. In a terrible way.
Yeah, not laugh with.
Not good at
writing.
I think
he intended this to be funny. Well, let me read it first. The other night at the Dillinger Escape Plan show in New York, I had some revelations. Not major revelations, but revelations nonetheless. Not going for it, so to speak, has been holding this site down. And I just need to follow my instincts. Wait, first of all... What does not going for it mean? Like he's being too polite?
And also having...
Yeah, but also...
Any revelations at a Dillinger show besides, wow, Dillinger is awesome, means that you were in the bar, in the back at the bar. You weren't even watching the show.
Right.
So shut the
fuck
up.
Yeah, he's a poser.
Yeah.
I also realized some other bloggers are just phony pussies who've never once in their lives manned up.
Well, to be fair,
Hold on, wait, I got to read this. To use the popular nomenclature, that's his what? Line. Like he's trying to be gangster but also be intellectual, I think. What were you going to say, Rob?
In another blog post, he says that we're actually cool dudes, me and Frank. And it's
rad
actually,
dudes.
Rad dudes. Yeah. And it's actually the guys from Metal Sucks that he's shitting on. So it's right. Okay.
Is there a beef there that we should know about?
Yeah. All right.
So you have the approval of this guy. Very important.
Yeah.
But the most groundbreaking revelation I had Saturday night involves that perennial problem for single metal dudes in the prime of their lives. Picking up girls at shows.
Says the guy who has probably been single and not getting laid forever.
All right. Never have I ever picked up a girl at a metal show. Why? Leave that
because.
One. I'll tell you why. Hold on.
Darren, have you ever picked up a girl at a metal show?
I don't really go to metal shows.
But like when
anymore.
You went to metal shows, did you pick up girls?
Well, first of all, I'm old. So when I used to go to metal shows, like we're talking about from like 88 to like 94-ish.
Uh-huh.
There were hardly any girls there.
Yeah,
to begin
there's
with.
Usually not that many girls.
It was like a sausage fest.
Yeah.
But the girls who would go would be with dudes. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't, I don't like, if I know a girl, like I might walk up to a girl, she might inform me that she's with a guy and I didn't know, but
yeah.
If I would know that she would be with a dude, I wouldn't go up and like talk to her. That's
right.
Fucked up.
Sure.
So that's exactly what this guy is saying. He says, why? Because most girls who attend metal shows are there with some burly dude who could knock your ass out with two well-placed punches. I find whenever there's a girl at a show and she's alone, it's only because her dude's in the bathroom getting her a beer. Unless she's just a complete fucking mess physically. Now, wait a minute. What does this guy look like?
Like a complete fucking mess.
Like he's talking about women looking horrible.
He's saying, yeah, like either you're there with your boyfriend or you're gross. That's the only two type of women that can go to metal shows.
He looks like John Denver a little bit, doesn't he? What is it?
His photo is at the bottom of the post.
Yeah, all right, well, we'll get to that.
See, well, having that kind of an attitude and assuming that girls are there because of their boyfriends is why he can't pick up girls at shows.
Mm-hmm.
If he treated it like, oh, okay, she's either giving a band that I like the chance or she actually is into this band,
mm-hmm.
instead of having that attitude, of course, you're not going to get girls.
You'll see why. All right. Here's how to hit on a girl at a metro if she's with a dude. Compliment her on how stunning she is and follow that up by asking if she's got any girlfriends who dig the filthy black shit too. And might be interested. Imagine a guy saying that to you. Hey, do you dig the filthy black shit? Why, yes, I do. I have some friends.
I'm in love.
I have some friends who also like the filthy black shit. Now, what to do with that hulking Cro-Mag she's with? If you introduce yourself to him and explain that you're talking to his girl solely for the purposes of information gathering, he will not take a... Hello, sir. I'm with the United States Census Bureau. Does your girlfriend have any friends? And can I get some pussy from one of her friends? This is purely for information gathering. No matter how hot a chick it is, some dude's fucking fed up with dealing with her. Oh, so you're going to commiserate with the guy about what a cunt his girlfriend is. And that is going to get you in.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. What else? If you approach this with all honesty and sincerity, you'll be shocked at the response you get. I tested my theory twice Saturday. And one of the girls even took my email saying my friend Penelope would love you. Her friend Penelope is like probably 350 pounds. she said she'd be in touch to set me up. I later told her I was purely testing out a theory and that I was not in a place to start dating. What? Wow, what a fucking dick. Hey, you have anyone you could hook me up with? Yeah, sure. No. I was just kidding. I'm not ready to start
cool.
There.
Well, I don't really want that. I'm just writing this blog to
yeah.
you.
Yeah. And the girl goes, oh, well, I don't really have a friend. I was just being polite, so fuck you.
Yeah.
The second girl said her friends all listen to Top 40 shit. So even that wasn't an all-out rejection. In fact, the second chick was super responsive, and her boyfriend even let us alone to talk for a few minutes. Try this at an upcoming show. Find the hottest girl in that place and go ask her if she has any single friends who dig metal as well. Believe me, it can't hurt. It'll hurt when the guy knocks you the fuck out.
No.
But even still, if Noah, you are an attractive girl who would go to shows. If a guy came up to you and said that, what would your response be?
Said what?
Hi, you are a very attractive girl. Clearly, you have attractive friends. Can you set me up with one of them?
No.
Exactly. Can I just point something out? One of the girls told him to fuck off.
Yeah.
And the other one, gave him, a kind of a fucking, a fake line or something. Pat, I got a friend. Okay, here you go. So how is this, successful? This must be better than he's ever done at a show, I guess. Well, here's the thing that I love. And it's better than walking away from a show with no pussy leads at all. Which is what will happen if you're going to any metal show looking for love.
Okay. So
pussy leads!
If you want to pick up a girl at a metal show, yeah, don't say pussy leads.
Hey, do you have any pussy leads for me?
Any leads on pussy for me?
Here, I'm going to give real advice to, because we have, a lot of teenagers listening.
Yeah, I want to give advice, too.
One, don't say pussy leads.
Yeah.
Act like women are human beings.
Yeah, don't be so misogynistic when approaching a chick.
Yeah, go up to the girl and say, I find you attractive. I'd like to talk to you. And if they tell you to go fuck off, go fuck off and walk away. And no one lost. The end. They don't like you, they don't like you. If they do like you, you strike up a conversation.
You don't even have to say you're attractive. Just assume the girl is there because she likes the band and say something about the band.
That's another approach.
And if she says, I'm here because my friend brought me here, then say, well, what do you think so far?
Right.
Don't assume that she hates it.
But also, if she says, I'm here with my boyfriend, you say, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah.
This guy's got a fucking 8-point strategy for evading the fucking boyfriend. That's what I don't get.
He's a scumbag.
Yeah. Well, clearly.
If you want to be a scumbag, follow the pointers in that article.
Women do not like scumbags. Be nice to women.
Well, some women do.
If you want
to... No, but they don't. Those are self-hating women. They don't like scumbags. They feel like they only deserve a scumbag. Mm. That's quite different.
That's a woman with mental problems, and you probably...
Which a lot of, metal.
I thought you were about to say, which a lot of women are.
Yeah, sure. Well, a lot of women are, too. A lot of people are. I'm not being sexist. I mean... The greater majority of people are assholes.
Another pointer is bring a little bit of extra cash so that you can offer to buy her a drink.
Yeah, that could... come on. But, we have a lot of young kids in our audience. So.
Okay, if they're underage, don't fart.
If they're underage, bring enough weed so you can smoke her up at the show.
Or
you can't buy her a drink.
Buy her a t-shirt. Just say, here, I got you this t-shirt. I thought you'd like it.
I don't know. You really think that's good?
That's a little forward.
I wouldn't. That's creepy, actually. Yeah.
I guess, if t-shirts are $25, don't do that. But if it's $8.
No, I don't think it's the money.
No,
I don't think it's the money.
Hey, I didn't want this t-shirt.
Hey, I got you this. a little... Stalker.
I think it would be cute.
Don't listen to Noah. She doesn't know anything about being picked up. When were you ever picked up at a metal show, Noah?
At a periphery show once.
At a periphery show.
Hey, we have Shlomo on the line. Oh, okay. Let's get Shlomo. Shlomo, are you there?
Hello.
Of course.
Oh, you sound so serious now. How's it going, Shlomo?
Did your ear get fixed or something? You sound almost normal.
Oh, come on.
That was a straightforward question.
He's already normal.
All right, sorry. What's up?
What's up? I guess I was here or something to tell a girl for me to join the competition on metal edition, but I didn't do it enough or something or whatever.
Really having a hard time understanding you.
Shlomo, it's been a while since we've heard from you. How has 2013 been going for you so far?
Okay, I am learning Java.
Java in
college.
Why are you learning Java? Do you realize Java is incredibly outdated? It's barely used.
Very useful.
It's barely useful. Yeah.
He's actually learning to make coffee.
Java is pretty useless.
Yeah, it is pretty useless. So why are you learning it?
I should be learning things instead. I should be learning more It's just computer programming.
Of course.
Yeah, you should be learning like Apache, PHP type stuff. Like that's the stuff people actually use.
Yes, but it's just getting computer programming.
Oh, I see. That's good. That's good. Is that what you want to do? You want to do computer programming when you graduate from Turo College?
No, I'm not in Turo College.
Oh, you're not?
No,
Where are you?
To be an accountant.
I'm in Kingsborough College.
Oh, Kingsborough. Why did I think Turo College?
That's a lovely
sorry.
School. Lovely school.
So, yeah, well, you don't want to be a programmer, you said?
I'm currently in the College for Computer and Admin Systems.
Okay. Between you and Noah today, I can't understand anything.
So, have you been listening to any heavy metal, any new bands, like Device by David D. Rainman?
What?
Have you been... What new music,
Rob, speak clearly.
What new music have you listened to?
I haven't listened to that stuff, but I don't know, progressive metal stuff.
Progressive metal.
Like what?
Yeah, I don't know. Recently I've been interested in bands, I don't know. I found To Eternity and I like it. I found To Eternity.
You found what?
To Eternity. It's kind of like a similar to Nevermore.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
That are similar to Nevermore.
Did you go see Jeff Loomis and Soil Work?
No, but I'd love to. I mean, Jeff Loomis is a pretty good guitarist.
Yeah.
Our chat would like to know if you have any pussy leads.
Yeah. Super Nintendo Charmer asks, do you have any pussy leads?
Any pussy leads for you?
Where?
Where? It's on you. I don't know where.
Kingsborough.
Kingsborough's sort of renowned for being like a place that you get laid, you know?
Oh.
Oh, Jewish too.
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, people don't take it very seriously there.
Do you live in a dorm?
No, I'm a house.
There's no dorms at Kingsborough, are there?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a community school.
Are you going to move out with a friend of yours?
Friends?
I don't have any. I don't have any friends.
Oh,
Noah! He's crying, Noah. Come on.
I can't even, like, change my voice.
I can't.
I'm done.
Listen to both of you are fucking miserable. Jesus Christ. I'm going to stop crying in a minute.
Shlomo, any big plans for the summer?
I'm going to see.
Not really. College.
Just lots of college?
You don't have any friends in college?
Do you have any college friends? Yeah.
Not really, but some more. Not really.
Oh my God.
Do you have any like study partners?
No.
You study on your own?
Yes.
But like at shul, do you make any friends? Does anybody else like metal?
Yeah, people do like metal, but I don't know who does or didn't. They're mostly are too fast, or people don't want to talk to me or whatever. People move too fast for me.
People move too fast for me.
What do you mean by too fast? Like They smoke weed and stuff.
No, we talk. They're like, I don't know. I want to talk, but they may not want to know. Know me. They were like, here, they're talking a little bit, and they forget me. They're like, you hear you there, like not really much of a place for getting relationships and teamwork. It's in a good place.
So you haven't had a relationship yet?
Not really.
Not interested, or you can't hold a girl down?
Not yet.
Oh. Is your mother pressuring you, like a Jewish mother?
No.
Does she want you to finish college first?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't sound too pleased about that.
Whatever, I am. I mean, I need to develop a research essay, college, whatever, nothing, whatever.
He's just putting his focus into schoolwork.
I want to kill myself now. I want to go to hell with Jeff Hanneman. Get away from this fucking earth right now.
Salma, how do you feel about the passing of Jeff Hanneman?
The main guitarist of Slayer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that Jeff Hanneman.
Yeah,
he's Jerusalem Pizza too.
Jeff Hanneman.
I guess I'm hungry.
What are you calling me for? I'm very busy. You want a pizza or not?
Whatever.
That wasn't talking to you. Jeez.
Shlomo, do you ever
What?
Do you ever go to Menachem's Grill House Steakhouse on Avenue J?
Really?
Are you gonna name every restaurant in Brooklyn?
In Midwood. I just wanna know if they're still there.
I am still on there.
You shop at Pomegranate?
Yeah, I was gonna ask him that.
Lidl. Yes. Rich expensive food.
I'm just
expensive food. Expensive food the store. Expensive food the store.
All right. No one cares.
All right.
Do you have
all
really
right.
good Baba Ganoush?
Shlomo, thank you so much for calling in.
Reading his opinion of Hanneman.
Oh, do you have an opinion on Jerry? No, he already said he's one of the guitarists of Slayer.
That's not an opinion. That's a factual statement.
That's his opinion.
He is definitely in Slayer. In Slayer.
Rob, you need to go back to school,
What's your opinion of Tom Araya? Oh, he's in Slayer, too.
Do you have an opinion on Jeff Hanneman's death, Shlomo?
Cracked him up.
No.
Shlomo.
Is he dead?
Is he dead?
He's singing
Angel of
Death.
Death.
Give him the music. Come on. Load that up. We're gonna queue up the music so you can sing along.
No, whatever. No.
Shlomo, how do you feel about being on our soundboard? Now you could be someone's ringtone.
Oh, that's right. You're on our soundboard on the site now.
There's like a tribute to you.
Shlomo should make his own mashup with his own voices that we...
Okay, bye.
What?
Bye. I'm tired. Whatever, bye.
I'm sorry, Shlomo.
I'm tired. Whatever, bye. See ya.
Okay, thank you. It's lethargic Shlomo. Aww.
We can play the old clip. There it is.
We love you, Shlomo. Thank you for calling in.
I think that we should put the Shlomo Angel of Death version in the Sirius XM database.
Replace the actual Angel of Death with the Shlomo version.
No, just like when they cover Fridays.
Oh yeah.
We should play that out. You want to play the full phone call of Shlomo?
Oh.
Doing
LMF? Oh yeah, it's time to go. Or it's 2 hours.
How do you feel about that?
Sure. I thought about playing South of Trenton.
Oh, play that. Sure.
Yeah, let's
we
do that.
We play both.
Do you have?
I don't have the Shlomo call.
I have both.
Okay.
Which would you like first?
The Shlomo call.
Shlomo call into South of Trenton.
See you next week.
718, which I think is Shlomo also from his other line.
Is it?
Trying to trick us.
Caller?
Oh, he hung up.
Yeah.
Figured him out.
You want to take?
No.
Sure.
I don't want to.
Come on.
Of course.
Shlomo, are you there?
Of course.
Yeah.
What's up? Why are you calling in?
I was up to your head.
What? Noah gave
no,
you head?
You were not up to
Noah
my head. You were up
head.
To my shoulder. No, he's saying
Shlomo,
he's taller than he
there?
Really is.
Can we talk to your dad?
I am. First of all, I'm 5'3".
I love how all the things that we make fun of Shlomo about, he gets angry about his height.
Yeah. We don't make fun of Shlomo.
No, we don't make fun of him at all.
Sid does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm malicious.
Well, yeah.
Shlomo's your dad there.
Yeah, put Jomo Choima.
Joe Choina. Joe Choina. China, hey.
Time of the year again. The seasons are changing. You need new clothing. Come down to
Island, just south of Trenton. We got all the types of clothes you need. Pants, jeans, shorts, sneakers, shoes, casual, outdoors, indoors, every type of door. We even sell doors. Come down. We got double XL, triple XL, 4XL for your fat Uncle Larry. You know he's been eating too many Fig Newtons. But in Uncle Larry's defense, Fig Newtons are delicious. That's why with every $100 sale, we're giving away a free case of Fig Newtons specifically for your Uncle Larry. So come down. Route 9, south of Trenton. Are you there yet? Are you getting in the car?
Special savings offer for a limited time. Unprecedented bargains are one of a kind. Labor Day, our back to school sale arrives. Before you leave the store, you must
Avenue to get the fuck out of here.